After spending 8 years in prison, Nigerian televangelist Timothy Omotosho has been acquitted of all charges in a high-profile rape trial that captivated South Africa. Piers Potter, CNT Live London. Omotosho, who led a church in Port Elizabeth, now Kibeha, had denied 32 charges, including allegations of sexually assaulting young women from his congregation. His trial, which was broadcast live, drew widespread public attention. One of the key witnesses testified in 2018 that she had been raped by Omotosho when she was 14 years old. However, on Wednesday, the presiding judge ruled that prosecutors had mishandled the case. South Africa's National Prosecuting Authority, NPA, acknowledged shortcomings in the prosecution, stating that previous prosecutors had acted improperly and failed to sufficiently cross-examine the accused. The NPA said it would now consider its legal options, noting that the lengthy trial was partly due to Omotosho's repeated legal challenges. Following the verdict, Omotosho expressed gratitude, telling reporters he thanked God for the outcome. His co-accused, Lusanda Silani and Zikiswa Sitto, were also acquitted. Omotosho was arrested in dramatic fashion at a South African airport in 2017 while attempting to leave the country. His trial was one of the first major rape cases to be televised, sparking debates about victims' rights, judicial impartiality, and the impact of live courtroom broadcasts on justice. Following his acquittal, South African media outlet News 24 reported that Omotosho will be deported to Nigeria. Piers Potter, CNT Live London.